Here, here.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Yes. Oh, bring our monitors up so we can hear the lovely sound of our own voices.
John, I have to admit something.
Uh-oh. We know what happened last time.
That I admitted something? Yeah. Okay, so it was really weird not doing the show on Monday.
Was it? Tell me about that. Today, by the way, is Monday, October 30th. We're talking about last week, 23rd. Neither of us could make it because we're both Secret Service agents. And it's embarrassing when we get on the same assignment and we have to pretend we don't know each other.
And I ended up accidentally shooting you.
I know.
Which was actually on purpose. I was actually, that was my directive.
It hurts more than it looks like on TV, too. Because usually people get shot on TV and they're like,
John, it hurt me more to shoot you.
Oh, I've been shot. Oh, my God. But no, I was screaming like a little girl. So,
no, a big girl. No, it was weird because, you know, we've been doing the show since, gosh, late March?
Yeah, I think we've only missed out on, you know, a handful of shows, not very many.
I think at first I was winning in terms of missing
shows.
Yeah,
there were a couple that you did on your own or a couple I did on my own.
I'm not going to be there, John. John, I'm not going to be there. All right, thanks. And there was the one time you weren't here and I had the worst technical time.
What does that say about my life? There's the one time I wasn't here.
No, this is a hard show to do.
On your own.
On your own.
Yes, because there's a lot of playing of CDs and playing of MP3s and organizing material. And
witty banter.
And you can't do witty banter on your own. Hey, John, how was your weekend? It was fine, John. How was yours? Well, I just told you it was fine.
Why don't you listen to me?
See, I can't really go further with that.
Yeah. No, but I actually end up listening. I was at one of those parties that starts on Saturdays and doesn't end till like Monday kind of thing. So when I woke up on Monday, I go, I want to hear the show. And my friend, total fan of the show, he puts it on. So we're listening to it. And
this is the one that you did on your own?
No. This is the one that we played last Monday.
Oh, okay. That was a good show. Bennett actually was nice enough
to play for us. I don't know if Bennett's still here, but thank you again. That was the one that
we weren't streaming.
That was the Tweaky show.
Like,
yeah, that was the Tweaker show.
We had to repost it later. Yeah.
So it was just weird to listen to it and then not being here because I'm so part of my schedule now.
Right.
I have to admit, I enjoy doing this show, John.
I enjoy it. As well.
I enjoy my job here.
Do you like your job here?
Yes.
Good, you can keep it.
Good. Can I get paid now?
No. Let's get into some music. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Yes. It's the greatest all-submission show in the universe. Seriously, we checked with Mars. They ain't got nothing going on there.
Dick in a bad way.
It's hard. Coming up is, what do we have here? It's a band called Harasser from Bastardized Records. I've actually been playing one Bastardized Records CD a week for the past several weeks.
God bless them.
Because they sent us a bunch. They do mostly noise and things like that. So
just so you know, that was the other thing, is starting off the show with a noise band. And you're like, am I listening to the right show? Because also I was late, and then hearing it, my friend goes,
right, and I started right with music, yeah.
My friend goes, is your stream screwing up again, or is this like some noise band? I go, oh, this is some noise band.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a great song called Impregnable.
You remembered that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Of course.
The label describes this as primitive black sludge metal. Name of the band is Harasser. And,
as opposed to postmodern black sludge metal.
Exactly, or Neolithic orange fudge metal.
Orange.
Name of the song is Marching Abomination. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Enjoy it.
Yay. We'll be right back. Hear, hear. Wow. What? I'm always louder than you.
Hello. Hello. Is this thing? My mic's not even on at all.
That's too bad, John. I feel so sad for you.
How's that then?
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, the on button. Here, killradio.org. You that was what? Harasser. Marching Abomination, the name of that track, and Harasser is a CD available from Bastardized Records.
Yay.
Bastardized.com. That's, yes, right there. There you go. So, I was just saying that music was made me think of what we play the detainees in Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, right. Why don't you explain that documentary real quick?
Yeah, I just saw Road to Guantanamo, which, if you haven't seen it, is just shocking, unbelievably, and incredibly well done. It's a narrative film with like sort of documentary bits thrown in the middle. So they have like little interviews with the people who are actually there. And it's about these four British guys who went down to Pakistan because one of them was getting married. Young guys, like 20 years old. And it was right around the time the bombing in Afghanistan started. So foolishly, I guess, they decided to go across the border, see what was going on, and meet some friends of theirs. And they got picked up by the Northern Alliance, delivered to the Americans, and ended up in Guantanamo for I think it was like 2 years, where they're basically just, you know, I think even engaging in a debate over whether or not what's going on there is torture is to admit just complete ignorance, is really amazing. So anyway, I recommend that film.
Yeah.
And no slight on Harasser. For the primitive black sludge metal, but that's
no.
That's
but what they probably were used as a torture device. I mean, we need to be honest about that.
And I think that would be a compliment, actually. If you're doing primitive black sludge metal,
no,
I think
fucked
like,
up world.
Yeah, they used this in Guantanamo. You know, like, because it's not like as heard on KCRW. You know, that's not going to be anything to them.
As heard on Guantanamo. As heard in Abu Ghraib.
Do you have a lot of music for us? I bet
yes,
you do.
Yes. Yes. I got some good stuff.
Is it true? I heard a rumor from you. That you actually have enough music to continue doing here until 2007?
I actually lied.
Not to discourage people from submitting. But
no, I'm working on the December 11th playlist right now.
Wow.
So basically enough for two more shows, the two remaining shows of the year.
Yeah, I definitely
which is
have,
great.
I have enough CDs for that.
And
as
I'm
well.
Telling you, some other great stuff just came in the other day, was submitted. So I'm just really thankful that people are, like, loving the show and playing stuff. And
going to myspace.com/here, which would here underscore here, rather, which is great because everybody who signs up goes, oh, I'll send you some stuff. And you know what? They actually have been, most of them. So we have plenty to play. Let's play something else.
It's my turn.
Your turn.
You know, I'm not even
plugged in. No?
Where is that?
You're such an amateur. But we already established you like your job here, so
yeah.
We have to.
That proves it.
Yeah. There we go. Here on killradio.org.
And I'm there.
And you're right here. There we go.
This is a band out of London. That's in the UK, by the way.
Oh, really?
We can't let go of that joke. God bless Claire Tomasa giving us a joke that we can use each and every show.
It's London, England, right?
England. No, it's the UK.
In the British Isles.
It's Great Britain, John.
Okay, okay.
God.
Right, right. Yeah, they used to run the world before we did. That's right.
Barely.
But
after, we're barely
Spanish.
Yeah, we're barely running it now, so I don't know. Okay, so this is a group by the name of Kling. They're out of London. Their website is klingmusic.co.uk.
I've actually heard Kling. I've been to their MySpace. All over the place.
No one cares, John.
This is a good thing.
This is my time
no,
in the spotlight.
I'm very excited that Kling has submitted some music
so
for us to play.
So jealous of me. Can I play a song? Can I play it? Did I talk during your Guantanamo music? No. This song called Haunt You. It's the remix. I don't know what the regular one sounds like, but you're listening to Kling on here, killradio.org.
It's good to be back. Yeah.
This could be one of those surprise innings where like, brum.
Ba-dum. Wait. Okay, yeah, no, that was it. Yeah, that's good. That was rather pleasant. That was aesthetically pleasing. What was that?
That's a band called The Artificial Sea out of New York City. A song called Glory Hole. Thank you very much. Totally wanted to play it when I saw the song was called that. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/theartificialsea. And then again, before that was Kling, London, UK, Great Britain. What else do they call themselves? England.
England.
God.
The British Isles.
How many names do we have? We just have one, right? The U.S. and the United States of America.
And those assholes. I hear that a lot. Yeah. What are those assholes
United
doing
States
today?
Apartheid?
Oh, they invaded Iran, I think.
Again.
Yeah. Hmm. Do anything interesting this weekend?
Did I?
No, the other guy in the room.
He's sleeping.
We have a guy on the couch.
What did I do? Friday I was at Leisure Suite. Had fun. Thank
you. Like a good boy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As everyone should be on the last Friday of every month.
It's so fun.
It is.
And I actually got myself to leave, but then on my way home, I walked by this Mexican gay bar I always go to called Jalisco, and I got sucked into there, and I didn't get home until 2:30.
You and the word usements you choice.
Yeah, I know, huh? And God, it totally two different worlds. You don't know like how close you are to the edge of civilization when you're in that part of downtown.
Yeah.
There's a guy with a cane who is like selling peanuts and dealing crack, and I mean it's.
And a lot of people are allergic to peanuts. That's what's really sick about that.
Well, that's what's the dangerous, the combo of the two, because you could get so high on the
and then get hives.
Yes. And you wouldn't even know, and then you die. That would be the irony. You would die from the hives rather than from ODing or anything.
I'm not even kidding. It's always been a big fear of mine to be dying and have an itch I can't scratch.
What
you know, like
you were
being in a hospital, and it's like you're in a coma or something, and you can't move, but your knee itches, and you can't get to it.
Right. I was thinking, what if you were really drunk off your ass and you accidentally ate some peanuts or shellfish and you didn't know because you were totally drunk? Like, I'm hungry. I need to eat.
Have you ever seen someone go into like anaphylactic shock? I think that's what they call it.
No, have you?
No.
Sounds
no, but
hot.
I've heard stories, though. You know, just like where their throat just closes up and they can't drink, which is really.
That's the worst of it.
Yeah. I've been drinking so much over the past several days.
I did notice it in your face, by the way.
What do you mean?
You look like you've been drinking.
Like a red leather shoe or
no.
something?
No. Just look like you haven't got enough sleep.
Oh, well.
Time
I
change.
Wednesday night, yeah. Thursday night,
Friday night,
Saturday night. I didn't get home before 3 on any of those nights. And most cases, I went to bed at like. Oh, have you heard of Piper's down the street? It's on Western and Beverly.
No.
It's a 24-hour diner right here in my
neighborhood.
Shut up. Insane. Good food,
wow.
too.
Really?
Yeah. So I went there after the Is Good
after
Halloween
Wednesday night?
Show.
After Thursday night?
No, just after Saturday night. And had
pancakes.
A croissant witch. It was good.
Croissant witch.
Yeah. So, yeah. So everybody who's listening who missed all the things that I did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you missed out.
Yeah.
They were huge.
Friday was fun.
But I'll do them again.
I did a first. I totally spaced on the time change. And I was yesterday morning, I go to my spiritual gig. And I'm wondering why there's no cars in the parking lot. Like,
wow.
Where is everybody? And then I realize, oh, my God, it's the time change.
So were you late or
I was
early?
You
were early.
By an hour. And I could have used that hour. I was so tired.
Mm-hmm. Does your phone automatically update?
Yeah, mine did. You know what's so funny?
Mine
yesterday,
doesn't for some
I kept
reason.
Looking at it. When I got off the subway, I looked and go, why does my phone say it's an hour ago? Maybe it's because I ran out of power because I didn't plug it in. I thought it messed up because of that. No, it just reset itself for the time change. No one cares about what I'm talking about.
No, my phone actually says automatic update of time and date.
No,
unavailable.
Seriously. No one cares about what you're talking about, John. Let's go to music. That's a hint.
But that doesn't make any sense. Why would they make a phone that has automatic update and then
Who's
tell me
phone
that it's
with?
Unavailable?
Who's your phone with?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, you're with T-Mobile?
Whatever.
I don't know. I can't get past her.
She's so annoying. Okay, we have a band called Are You 36? And they put in parentheses, not said as a question. Are you 36?
Isn't that a drug?
No, that's are you 486 or something like that. I know what you're talking about, though.
That's
an abortion drug, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
isn't that
France.
A drug? I want some of that.
All things are drugs.
Yeah.
Are You 36, coming to us from 10 Strip Records. Here's a couple tracks from their CD called Dumpster in the Sky. You're listening to Hear Here on Kill Radio.
That should be a name of a horse, like in a horse race.
No one has ever seen anything like it. The Bible does say about Christ. He has the mark of the beast on his forehead. People said that he would bury all of us and our children and our grandchildren, and the Bible simply describes him as the beast. In the book of Revelation, he's called Jesus the worthless shepherd, and then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he's called the man of sin, and then also the lawless one. Now, we look at all of those pictures of this coming world ruler, and we realize the one that is coming is this great deceiver. Here is somebody who rules by deception, whose lifestyle is given over to that which is satanic and demonic. In Daniel 7, he's referred to as the little horn, on the horns of the beast, the one that pops up out of his forehead. In Daniel 8:23, he's called Jesus Christ, the destroyer, the abomination who desecrates or desolates the temple, the one that the New Testament calls Antichristos, shall come in the time of the end. Don't worry, there are six letters in each of his three names. Let me just simply go on record and say 666. Commission to go and evangelize the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Kill that baby. Keep a balance in your Christian life and bow down and worship the image of the beast. The beast. Rebuilding, no, whatever. I'm the king of the Jews. I don't need another king of the Jews. What are you talking about? Let's bow down and worship the image of the beast. The beast.
Outside of Jerusalem that is utilized as an analogy or a form to represent hell. Can you watch so much? Your son, you pretty need to take care. Christ had an inch and all of that, the lecture, and just in the world, play, leave it all poor than yourself. No, Cleo, will it? Ain't we just pre-20s? And I bet it's that our foil short one thing in the because I don't themselves. Let a sinner, it's a good become in, forgive, and then an old self doing and together the older is but the double set the only people committed face and even somebody is your language saying Mary say well no and you tell me the holy word but always stand and you create a difference that is perfect love baby and sound person that he found down for scripture this chapter come you is that in step from the body that will that change whereby I lied more false one thing in this because I don't want them to say let it hear yeah that word spirit he forgive got it in there tells sinner and from that for period out or sell one of the least whereby it is the inch of ab imbalance and upside is wrong George being pretty as I get your word into it. I wondered all that the people is a fully here word and other. You would animate certain for to fringe on how you may try to love them. I think I did us forget and call that were he and you lick. First California New York one in the same. Let's just let you okay. We're brought to you by your tithes and offerings. If we helped you, help us keep coming to you. Most of all this you stay in his word. Every day in his word is a good day, even with trouble. Know why? Jesus Yeshua is the living word.
Nice.
Yes.
I don't know why. I loved how that ended.
That was the name of that song is Drop Acid and Watch the Christian Channel. And I think I could have guessed the name of the song from the content.
Yeah, I don't know if I could have done that.
10 Strip Records brings you RU36. www.rr3.com. As well as myspace.com/RU36. Thank you for your submission.
I could get baked and watch the Christian Channel, but
yeah, I don't think I could drop acid.
That'd be too much for me.
I mean, I don't do that, but I don't know.
I feel
like I've like someone dropped acid in my coffee or something. If I catch myself watching religious programming, it's pretty disturbing. A lot of it, although some of it, I must admit, is quite entertaining. But I don't. But I think the entertainment value I get out of it is the absurdity. Element of it. You know, it's kind of like watching Fox.
Right.
News, that is.
Yeah.
So.
Rather than watching a Fox.
Yeah. Or.
So who is that band again? Did you
Red
say
Fox.
That? And I wasn't listening?
RU36.
Oh.
No, and it's not a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you 36?
No, 38.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you were 36?
Yeah.
Remember how things were different?
They weren't that different, John.
Oh.
Asshole. Fucking asshole motherfucker.
Bitch.
Yeah, whore!
Bitch, slut, whore.
Oh, can I tell you a funny story?
Mark, you pig ignorant slut.
Pig ignorant. That's a good one.
Is it?
Pig ignorant. You can't help but say that with an accent.
Please tell me a story.
No, I'm not. I don't have to now because I think the pig ignorant.
No, what's totally your story?
No, you've just ruined my story because I think pig ignorant's better than my story.
No, but seriously, Mark, what
pig
is your story?
Pig ignorant.
What's your fucking story, Mark?
I'm still putting it together.
Well,
my turn.
You don't. Okay, fine. So play music. Don't tell me a story.
This is a band out of Tasmania. This has got to be the farthest away we've ever played a band.
Damn it, Micronesia! Every time I tell them to submit, Micronesia never sends us anything.
Where is that?
It doesn't matter. Tasmania is making you look like fools, Micronesia.
Oh, Tasmania. I mean, that has got to be the farthest. If this were like a high school reunion. They would win the award.
We've gotten music from Scotland. that's in the UK.
They're winning in terms of total invasion. Yeah, Scotland.
That's right by where England is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
Near Europe.
Near the Isle of Man. I like that. I want to go there. That sounds like a hot scene.
So what did Tasmania
say? So it's a band called the Janets. Song called Song for Janet.
Oh, awesome. They left us a nice comment on our MySpace.
No one cares, John.
No, I'm just saying thank you, the Janets, for appreciating the process.
Of course they left us a nice comment. We're nice people off the air.
A lot of people don't leave us comments or messages.
Now it sounds like you're
or fruit baskets. I'm just saying it was nice
John,
of the Janets
show
to
has
acknowledge
its own,
us.
The show has its own built-in fruit basket. Thank you. His name's Mark Caldwell, you ass. God.
Not fruit basket case.
I got your fruit basket right here, bitch.
Go to music. Go to music, quick.
You better go up.
Took a chance. I love cows, mates. Want to dissect you. To lay in there motionless, your vital signs like a two. Or is that the result of that last space joint that went blue? the ship, and she's beaming at her note. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Dawson Springs, Kentucky.
Here, here on killradio.org.
That was a band called Sexstone. The song was Gimme Died. Again, out of Dawson Springs, Kentucky. That's our first. Oh, no, we've had other bands from them.
We've had music all the way from Kentucky.
That is funny. We went from Tasmania to Dawson Springs. Dawson Springs, that sounds kind of like
places
a...
places that are out there.
That sounds like a place in a, like a soap opera where...
Like Dawson's Creek?
No, Dawson Springs.
Or...
more upscale than Dawson's Creek.
Santa Barbara?
Stupid.
Anyway, I used to watch that soap opera when I was like five. That was my mom's soap opera.
Oh. I got hooked on One Life to Live because I was working at a bank, and in the break room, that's what everyone watched. And I got sucked into it.
How did we get on soap operas?
You started it. That's what's weird.
Man.
So at Sexstone, myspace.com/sexstonerocks. That's the word sex, the next word stone, third word rocks, which is kind of funny when you think stone and then rocks. That's funny.
You lost me at sex. If I had a nickel for every time I've said that, I'd have about a dollar. So
I have not said that word a lot. You would have 5 cents.
No, I said it for every time I said it.
Oh.
This is the part. Let's talk about cash, man.
No, let me just...
cash, man.
Wait, one second. Then before that was the Janets once again out of Tasmania, Australia. That is Australia, right? Yes.
Yes.
MySpace.com/TheJanets. Song for Janet.
Which I should add.
That was a good set.
Rocked, actually. Yes.
Very
the
much
whole
so.
Set rocked.
And if they're listening... they're probably going to hear like these words I'm saying right now about an hour from now, because that's how long it takes to go down there from Los Angeles to Tasmania through the internet.
You know that's not true, right?
What?
The internet, the way it...
They gotta still hand crank the generator so it still comes through.
Ooh.
Whatever. Anyway.
Have you ever seen a Tasmanian devil?
Yes.
The actual animal?
Yeah.
Not the cartoon character.
No,
they're awesome.
The Tasmanian devil cartoon character makes them look kind of cute, but they look really fucked up.
Have you ever seen a thylacine?
No, what's that?
No, because they don't exist anymore. A Tasmanian tiger, it became extinct in like the 1930s when for some reason they decided to kill them all.
Mm.
Unbelievably gorgeous animal. It's like a cross between a fox and a kangaroo with stripes. And
they were using it for coats?
No, someone decided that they were attacking the sheep, so they just had this campaign where they just slaughtered them all. And then there was like one left. They have it on film in a zoo.
I hope you're not. Oh.
This is true. I saw a documentary on it. And
they're going to say something.
They had one left in a zoo, and then it died of like, I don't know, a disease or old age or something like that. And then they just threw it out. So like, we don't even have like a taxidermy or anything like that. Yeah. There's actually these people, there's this program where they're trying to, I know this is like really heady for here, but there's this scientific program going on where they're trying to
find these
clone and bring back the Tasmanian tiger. But there's all this debate over it because the environment that it lived in no longer exists.
Right.
And it would have no immune system.
Right.
So it wouldn't really be fair to the animal to bring it back.
Right.
And blah, 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 blah.
What's that whole Jurassic Park thing? It opens
yeah,
up
exactly.
a real can of worms where we start.
But
you know,
really, if you ever see like
bringing back Hitler, and then it turns into Boys from Brazil,
right? And
did
then
you see that movie, by the way?
No,
that's my first rated R movie I ever saw.
Really?
I should not have seen that movie. I was like in fourth grade. It was really, there's some violence in it that to me at the time was really freaking me out.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have seen it. I was what? If I was in fourth grade, that means I'm what, like seven? Eight?
No, you're like nine.
Shut up.
You're old enough
no,
for
serious.
Nazis.
Of course I was. I was in Anaheim, California.
No, you would fourth grade would be like nine.
Nine. Think.
Eight or nine. Something
eight.
Like that.
Yeah, so my dad was 28, so he went to go see Boys from Brazil.
Mm.
I went to see Murder on the Nile. It was the double feature.
Oh.
Do you even know that movie? It's Agatha Christie, whatever. What was your first rated R movie, real quick, before we go to music?
I don't know. I mean, I remember, was The Jazz Singer rated R? Neil Diamond?
God, I hope not.
I don't know. I remember seeing that on VHS when I was like four. That's the first time I remember seeing a woman's naked back on a film. It was a sex scene.
And you remembered that?
To this day.
Naked back?
Yeah, I guess I was like five.
Do you have a thing for female naked backs now?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Have you been now you've been pre-programmed, basically?
I think first movie I ever went to theater in was Starman, which I know is not rated R.
Yeah, can we...
But that
can
was
we
a good
focus
movie.
On the question? Thanks.
It's hard. I really don't know what the first rated R movie was. I remember seeing... I know I had seen rated R movies before, but I remember one of the first movies I watched, like horror movies that I watched on my own, I was like 12, and it was Nightbreed, Clive Barker's Nightbreed, which had a big effect on me. Mm. Yeah, the one about the monsters and everything.
I don't know that one.
You've never seen Nightbreed? Mm-mm. It's a great movie. Well, it's a good movie. I mean, well, it's a special movie because the monsters are the good guys and the makeup is really good. And, you know, it was had a big effect on me when I was 12 or 13.
Good.
Yeah. Moving on. Pop Up is the name of the band that I'm going to play right now.
Yay.
They come
Where
to
they
us.
From?
They come to us from, I'm going to let you say it. Starts with a G, ends in a W.
Oh, no, Glasgow.
Yes, we've had so much music come from the lovely land of Scotland.
Basically all of October, the first 3 weeks of October were a Scottish invasion.
Yes, this is sort of like the aftershock of the Scottish earthquake.
They're kind of coming back to see if we've cleaned up yet.
I have in front of me this extremely well-written, extensive bio, of which I'm going to read the first and last paragraph and see if it makes any sense.
You fill in the...
Band biographies are a bit like fake orgasms. Everyone's been taken in by one at some point, usually without even noticing. That's funny.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
We'll talk about that at the next break. We'll see if it's radio material.
No, it won't be.
They're full of excitement and thrills, for sure, but so much of the time they're just empty and ephemeral, telling you little about what the people are really like. So this isn't a biography as much, more something to introduce a band, ... Moving to the end. So far, that voice has carried far from countless gigs in and around Glasgow and the rest of Scotland.
Glasgow.
Glasgow. What did I say? Glasgow?
Glasgow.
It's Glasgow?
Yeah.
The odd bit of national touring and praise, courtesy of, among others, Steve Lamacq, Alan McKee, and Vic Galloway. None of that really matters in the long run, though. What counts is being yourself, not bowing to convention, doing things the way they should be done. Oh, and writing gorgeous, sun-kissed guitar pop with a glint in its eye and a mischievous smile on its lips. But you knew that already. And I'll just say right here that Is This Music, which I guess is a magazine out there, says, Pop Up are quickly becoming the live act to catch in Scotland, which I think is a very nice thing to say about a band. So let's hear it then. This is Pop Up from their EP, Lucy, What You Trying to Say?
they're trying to say, to say, to say. And I wanna go stop, la da da, stop, na na na, stop. What are you trying to say. A bit of private education with a year and a comprehensive at the end. Cause you hadn't done as well as expected, didn't get these things corrected. You need reality and distance from your friends. And when she took up casual smoking, and I thought that they were joking, when I'd heard the way she'd spoken to her dad. With that she kept you guessing till she said she was only messing, and I'd have thought you'd have learned your lessons in the past. Well, she likes Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire and indie boys with a pretty hair. Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, she wants a leather jacket and a boy with an evil stare to eye her up on the dance floor and say he's in the eyes. That's contrast in the corner, just objecting to the fact of all these pretty girls being so cynical for the life you've had to lead. Step them out and you soon find out that the only thing you need is Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire and indie boys with a pretty hair. Jane McDonald and Lionel Blair, she wants a leather jacket and a body with a new stare. Well, I was only walking over when she told me not to bother to try it on a Tuesday after work. She said, I'll let you see my shoulders if you forget I'm 6 years older. Stop writing me without asking permission back.
Yay.
But why do you do that? That's it really
doesn't. Do you doesn't know what that's from?
Is that from the Crank
Anchors? Crank Anchors, yeah.
It's just you're so much better than that.
I know. And now to emulate something that's from something else.
Or to pretend that you're a retarded child.
Yeah, that has Adam Sandler and Jimmy Kimmel involved with it. My God.
Is it Adam Sandler or Adam Carolla?
He does want to voice it. Adam Carolla, thank you. Crawler. Adam Crayola.
Adam Cruller. Pop Up from Scotland.
That was great.
It was.
You know what else
I
liked?
Lucy, What You Trying to Say.
They
and,
actually
check them out. Shut up, Mark.
I know, huh? All
shut
of a sudden I'm like
up.
Speeding
shut up.
On that coffee.
Shut it. Shut
Are
it.
Are you talking to me? Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Bill O'Reilly, just channeling Bill O'Reilly for a second. I'm usually not like, shut up. MySpace.
Turn off his mic.
MySpace.com/popupthe band. And popupthe band.com. Check it out. Back to you, Mark.
If I was being interviewed by Bill O'Reilly, first of all, I would probably say no if they wanted me on the show.
No, you shut up.
I'd be like, who hurt you? Was it your dad that hurt you that makes you so angry? Because you learned this from someone.
Can I hurt you?
I would love to hurt you. Can I be your daddy right now and fucking punch your shit face ass face?
No, we need celebrity deathmatch. We need Bill O'Reilly to fight Rush Limbaugh. Sumo style.
No.
No?
They're on the same team. They'd be a tag team. That'd be a great tag team against...
Is that a gay thing?
No. No.
I can actually hear your eyes rolling.
No, Celebrity Deathmatch, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh versus...
Oh, that... Yeah, okay. Versus Jon Stewart.
Diane Watson.
Okay, or yeah, okay, fine.
Do you know who Diane Watson is?
No.
Do people know? Did I say her name right? No, Maxine Waters.
Diane.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
See, people might not know who she is.
Yeah, Maxine Waters. Yeah. Wait, no, isn't that the one
that's the congresswoman that got mad at the one guy?
And,
yeah, started yelling at the guy,
and
the
didn't recognize
Ali guy.
Her, and she thought it was a racial thing.
No, the recently? Are you talking about the one?
Who was the congresswoman who couldn't get access to the... to her office or something. Like, she was stopped by security because they didn't recognize her as a congresswoman.
She's the one who became a big thing Georgia, about her think, being black. Was she out of Georgia black. Or Illinois?
Wasn't that Maxine Waters?
No. Maxine Waters is out of California, out of Los Angeles.
Okay, I totally screwed that up. That's embarrassing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who the hell is thinking
anyway,
of? Maybe Dave in France will
Dave
love
knows
who
Maxine
about.
Waters is.
Well, I don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
McKinney.
Was yes.
It, was it McKinney?
Yes.
Okay. See, all Congress people look the same to me, so.
Okay. Why don't you just be honest, Sean? All black, American, female, congresswomen look all the same to you.
How many people are we talking about?
Well, right now we're talking about two. Although one of them no longer is in office because she lost the election.
Ugh.
Not that anyone cares.
Why do people lose elections?
Why do
it's
people?
It's just such bad taste.
Let's go to music. Let's go to Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the UK. No. This is a band. This is an artist called Oren Lavie.
Oren Hetch?
Oren Lavie. I'm talking now, John. out of Berlin. The song is called Her Morning Elegance.
And we got to talk about fundraising when we come back.
Oh, you know, we should do that now because we can't. Let's do it now.
Before, no, we sorry, can't we're say interrupt. That we're going to. Oh, actually, let's switch over the stream now. Is no, it? Let's play this music and then we'll switch over the stream and then we'll talk about fundraising.
Okay. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/ Oren Lavie. Orenlavie. And Dave in France has not heard of any of the our congresswomen.
Maxine Waters or
you need to learn about your American African American female congresswoman in the United States.
Yes, because they will be ruling you one day.
Yeah, in the best way possible.
I hope so.
So poor Oren. This is her morning arrogance. God, who hired me, John? Her morning elegance. Oren Lavie, out of Berlin, myspace.com/ Oren Lavie. Orenlavie.
Can you just fucking play it? God, it's torture.
Sun been down for days. A pretty flower in a vase. A slipper by the fireplace. A cello light in its cage. Soon she's down the stairs. Her morning elegance. She wears the sound of water. Makes her she fights for her life as she puts on a coat and she fights.
she fights for her life as she goes in the store, where the people are pleasantly strange, and counting the change as she goes.
Here.
Killradio.org. This is the part of the show where we switch over the stream. Wait, but first I want to say that the last two songs were really good.
Yeah, it was great. I've been having great music today. Artist by the name of Chris Zuzalas out of San Francisco. Song called Sophia. MySpace.com. Chris Zuzalas. And I'm going to have to spell that for you, everybody. Because it's not exactly how it sounds. It's Chris with a K, K-R-I-S, and then Z-O-U-Z-O-U-L-A-S. And we do have our instant messenger up and running.
Oh, yeah. Send us an instant message.
If you have any questions about, like, any of these bands. Dave actually had a question about the Janets, so I pointed him in the right direction. God bless him. And God bless the Janets, too.
God bless us all.
Everyone.
Before Chris
was again out of Berlin, artist by the name of Oren Lavi. Her Morning Elegance was the name of the track.
That was
MySpace.com/OrenLavi, OrenLavie. And John, this has happened to me before where kind of we're temporarily frozen, even though we're not, so I can't get to the stream right now.
No!
It still usually will let me back at some point, but
no.
This has been happening lately where...
Oh, God. And then we're going to have a two-hour show, and then Bennett's going to delete it.
No, he's not.
To make room.
So I can't get to it yet. But when I do...
Well, then I guess we'll keep going.
Let's keep going.
And I'll just have to cut and paste this.
No, don't
letter.
Leave it as one thing because it'll still be under that magic number. He says.
No, but I'm just saying for our listeners,
we're talking
to download
about this on the
2 hours of programming.
It takes 7 minutes.
Time. Do you have 7 minutes?
Let me tell you. And I'm doing it on a wireless network, and that's slower. If people have Ethernet, it'll be faster.
What, is it working now?
No, I can't. It won't let me get over.
What about now?
Shut up.
What if you close MySpace? Or is that going
to
ruin everything?
No, if I close it, well, I can try to. I can't click on any of these things. Oh. Ooh, I can right click. Here, wait, hold on. Maybe
no.
This will work. Yeah. That's how I did it before.
Oh, God. I'm so nervous. Good.
No, this will save us.
What if it ruins everything?
Ooh. See?
Are we back?
Yeah,
I can
do it.
Okay.
See, I was tripping up on MySpace. That's what happens.
Fucking MySpace.
Okay, ready?
Let's do this.
Okay, we're going to do what we said we were going to do. We're going to
switch over the stream.
Stop recording.
And stop.
Scene.